This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, June 23rd. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Testing Farm Bill Amendments. Thompson eyes August for draft and progress on bird vaccines. Spending debates may provide Farm Bill test. We're still months away from seeing a new Farm Bill from the House and Senate, but ag groups could get a look as soon as next month on the changes they may face in protecting crop insurance and other programs. That's because of the coming floor debates on the fiscal 24 spending bill for USDA could give critics of Farm Bill programs a chance to test various amendments. The top Republican of the Senate Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, North Dakota Senator John Hoeven, told reporters yesterday that voting on amendments during the appropriations debate will indicate how much support the proposals could have when the Farm Bill is being debated later. The votes will tell us what we've got to work on, he said. By the way, the House and Senate are on a collision course over the Agriculture Appropriations Bill, which funds USDA and FDA. There's a $9 billion gap between the House and the Senate bills, if you don't count the $8 billion on spending rescissions that are used to fund the House version. Thompson, draft Farm Bill possible by August. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania said draft language for the House bill could be available by August. Thompson was speaking at a Bloomberg government event yesterday. Senate Agriculture Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow, who also spoke at the event along with the ranking members of the two committees, didn't commit to a schedule for bill introduction. Stabenow said she wouldn't be surprised if Congress has to pass a brief extension of the 2018 bill. By the way, USDA's livestock disaster assistance would get a boost under the Senate proposal introduced by Hoeven and Montana Democrat John Tester. They believe their Livestock Disaster Relief Act would be better aligned with the Livestock Forage Program and Emergency Assistance for Livestock Program and increase LFP assistance by more accurately compensating for feed costs. The bill also would ensure transportation expenses for feed, water, and livestock are covered losses. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Senate Democrat welcomes bipartisan H-2A task force. Senate Ag Committee member Peter Welch, a Vermont Democrat, is praising Thompson for creating a bipartisan task force to recommend fixes for the H-2A visa program. Speaking on AgriPulse Newsmakers, Welch says it remains to be seen whether the recommendations could pass Congress given the political difficulty of addressing immigration policy. Put it this way, it's really worth the effort, and this is a positive step, Welch said of the 14-member working group. This week's Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. USDA scientists see progress on avian flu vaccine. USDA's Agricultural Research Service says several highly pathogenic avian flu vaccines have shown promise in initial testing. ARS scientists evaluated two HPAI vaccines developed in-house by USDA and two commercial HPAI candidates. The study results, quote, showed promising signs in reducing virus shedding, but more research needs to be conducted to evaluate the duration of immunity in chickens from the different vaccine candidates through this fall and winter, an ARS spokesperson says. USDA still believes that even in the best case scenario, it'll take 18 to 24 months to come up with a vaccine that matches the now circulating virus strain, is available in commercial quantities, and can be administered to commercial poultry, the spokesman says. USDA agencies begin work to rid Ukraine farmland of mines. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization and the World Food Program have launched new efforts to destroy Russian mines left behind in Ukrainian farmland in an effort to boost agricultural production in the war-torn country. The UN agencies, together with the Switzerland-based demining organization, are starting with small farms, including households that only grow food for their own consumption. Many families and small-scale farmers in frontline regions are not planting this season because they know their fields are dangerous or they're risking their lives to plant on mined lands or contaminated soils, said Pierre Votia, head of FAO's Ukraine country office. U.S. managing better than other countries on inflation. The United States is dealing relatively better on inflation, lawmakers were told at a House Budget Committee hearing yesterday on the Trump administration's tax policy and President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. The U.S. inflation rate is lower than other developed countries, such as Europe, said Mark Mazur, a former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Tax Policy. But Will McBride, Vice President of the Tax Foundation, says the IRA was sold politically on the basis that it would reduce deficits and that the cost of the bill's green energy credits has been underestimated. If there's no deficit reduction in this bill, there goes the idea that it reduces inflation, McBride said. Here's today's She Said It. I'm going to ensure that we adhere to the deal that President Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated and Congress passed just a few weeks ago. That includes making use of all of the resources in that agreement, honoring its terms, and working at every step of the way to lessen the blow of the cuts and caps. That Senate Appropriations Chairwoman Patty Murray, the Washington Democrat, as the committee prepared to debate its first fiscal 2024 bills. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, June 23rd. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.